Welcome, everybody. I'm very happy that you're here tonight, and we're delighted to welcome Lynn Emanuel. She's been on the tour of Arizona for a few days. She's read up at ASU in Tempe and at Prescott, or Yavapai College up in Prescott. So she may be a bit road weary, but we're delighted that we managed to get her here nonetheless. Lynn Emanuel is the author of three books of poetry: Oblique Light, published by Slow Loris Press; Hotel Fiesta, published by the University of Georgia; and most recently, The Dig, published by the University of Illinois. That book was chosen by Gerald Stern as one of five books published in the 1992 National Poetry Series competition. Lynn currently is an associate professor at the University of Pittsburgh. Molly Peacock says that Emanuel writes in the tradition of the poet empress Li Ching Chow, exploring feminine wiles. Only the wiles here are born of poverty and the American West. I'm not sure about the empress business or the feminine wiles. If forced to make a big claim, I'd say that Emanuel has brought dirt poor Eli Nevada into American poetics in the way that Frank O'Hara brought New York City into American poetics. She writes both frontal and charged narrative poems, like The Planet Krypton, and some which are pleasingly oblique, such as the poem We, the Poems of America, in which the poems call themselves runs of bad luck, trying to make the connection between you and the small potatoes. We're delighted that Lynn is here. Please welcome Lynn Emanuel.